Psalm 119, Part 9, Lesson 9, Preface. By Moses, God commanded his people they should make them fringes of blue ribbon on the borders of their garments, that it should be unto them a memento to remember all the commandments of the Lord and to do them. Numbers 15:39. They were to inscribe the words of the law on the posts of their houses and on their gates, and Moses distinctly commanded, Thou shalt teach these words diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. It was the Lord's will his people should often, in the day, be reminded of his words, and they should have them like a frontlet before their eyes. Oh, how needful that the Word of God should be continually before our eyes and in our heart. For if we are not armed with the Word of God, Satan will break in and will lead us into error and sin before we are rightly aware of it. But when the Word of God is kept and pondered in the heart, it is a defense against the evil one, extinguishes the lust of the flesh, and creates pure and virtuous thoughts. Rooting in the heart, the Word of Christ creates the light of faith, kindles the fire of love, and mightily prompts unto good and holy works. The Word makes the heart a garden studded with the flowers and sweet-scented shrubs of manifold virtues. Let it never depart from thy heart, as also the ninth lesson enjoins. Pay. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Sadi. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Summary. Vanity are all the wishes and cravings of man without the Word of God. That restless thing, the heart of man, has a thousand wishes, now craving one thing, then another. But how many of these wishes are vain, being nothing but dreams of youth which are never realized? And though many do obtain what they wish, yet both the wishing and possessing are nevertheless vanity. Earthly things cannot satisfy the heart, because its cravings continually grow, its wishes forever multiply. And when the heart stands still in death, its wishes and plans are gone like a shadow that is past. But the Word of God brings us treasures which satisfy the heart, whose full enjoyment is found beyond the grave. This text likewise teaches that man's zeal and fervor is vain without the Word of God. By zeal and energy, men have performed great works, and zeal is good, yet not such zeal as the Jews had, of whom Paul says, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Zeal is good, if the faith is right, the object good, the conscience pure, and this can only be where the Word of God is and rules. Be sure that you have the Word of God for your work. Then your energy will be well spent. Prayer. Praise and honor belong unto thee, our God, because thou hast given us thy word. by which thou dost dress our poor and naked souls in the garments of salvation, and dost bring unto us heavenly and abiding treasures. Do thou so fashion our hearts by thy Holy Spirit, that we crave not the things of this earth, but look and haste to the things above. Amen.